Fylde have it far side. Played through Rowe. But again, FC nice to break it up, but the second ball is won by Dixon. Dixon will spread it out to Sumner. Sumner, the number two, plays it back infield, but they lose possession. Poor ball there from Richie Baker. And
sitting far too deep there, FC United.
And they lose possession. Careless ball there from Winter. And that's threaded through. It was filed there. Trying to counter-attack. Matty Hughes was after it. And Daniels getting into a bit of a tangle there with Hannigan, and it's a free kick.
He was offside. He gave offside anyway, but we were too deep then, and then we broke, and we all went like cavalry, and then the ball was lost, and then we've got players at the back again. Two against two, and we can't afford to do that. We've got to move out quicker as a unit and back as a unit, and that's poor. The one thing I would say, James, as well, from Fylde is, A, they're clinical. B, they're cynical. They are in every way. I've noticed when there was two offsides against him in front of the goals, what did? They didn't just leave the ball. They had shots still, wasted a little bit of time. That clinicalness, that sort of like cynical kind of football is there, certainly to be seen.
So streetwise. And left-hand side now, Crane trying to get this good cross in. This could be a goal, and it is! Headed in by Rowe. And I don't know, I think they're craning. Perfect cross, really. And it was a good header from Rowe, because he was falling backwards as he had it. Just got enough on it, and it looped really harmlessly to the right of Carnell, and Fylde take the lead.
A great header, but you've got to say how you can allow that free kick to be taken. There's a player about to take a free kick. You're expecting it to be looped in. They just played it down the byline. A player, thanks very much, whips it in. Woeful defending. Switched off completely there, FC United and Manchester, after having the better of the play for 30 minutes of the game, and they find themselves a goal down. And that really is poor defending.
And head tennis now, Tom Brown, but Fylde come away with possession now with Richie Baker. Switching out to the left there to Rowe, the goal scorer for Fylde. Plays it infield neatly. And now Baker. Is it back to Dixon? Dixon spreads out. Patient football from Fylde. Rowe there with Craney. Rowe, though, with a great shot. Just and a simple as you like. Great decoy run there from Craney. It's 2-0 to Fylde. A decoy run, really, from Stephen Craney. And all of a sudden, Rowe just decided, I might as well take a shot. Nobody's closing me down. There's a nice gap there. And he really put his foot through it. And Carnell could do nothing.
Well, he could do nothing apart from watch it go straight past him, and he was about half a yard from it. It was the dip of the ball probably confused him a little bit. I've got to say that the defending yet again was absolutely woeful. I think the goalkeepers there have got to do better than that. It's just, it really was, again, FC United just imploding from the early part of the second half, two goals down, and really, 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 they've got to do better than that. FC United and Manchester, and well, as I say, the rudimentary basics for me. You get the ball out wide, you use the width, you use the quality, and instead everything narrow. But FC United do have a chance to get something. It's still 2-0 as the ball whipped down the left-hand side for Jerome Knight. Controls it tremendously well. Good defender there by Adam Sumner, though. And FC United have a throw-in. The SMRE doing their very best to roar on the boys to get one goal back. Anything that can happen, we know that. 25 minutes gone here, and FC United 20 minutes to, well, maybe save the season, who knows, because we will be probably in the bottom three by the end of play this afternoon, if not on level points with the bottom three. As ball into the penalty, a decent ball there. Cross goal! Goal! What a goal there it was! And it was either between George Thompson with the ball, he played it across to Jerome, and the ball comes across, and Harry Winter, he whips the ball, and the Swampy Magic sprinkles a little bit of hope eternity on this game of football. It was a tremendous cross, and that's what we talk about, Ben. That's what we talk about, Paul. You get the ball wide, you whip the ball in, you've got half a chance, and that's what we've just done. It was all about the ball. It was a glance of Harry Winter's head in the back of the net. 2-1. Can we get some out of it? Come on, FC United.